Although I don't really expect to be saying you can't too much in this fucking episode.
No, this is going to be a child-friendly episode.
Oh, you muddy funster.
Hello there. Codpick presents.
I like to rub it on my... I like to rub it on my...
Hello, hey, by Disney, I've got to do a cartoon in it.
Actually, that's on cheese. That's a fucking thing. Actually, not that way.
Lightning McQueen is ready for action.
Have you ever seen the South Park where Cartman does
but this is going to be part of the drinking game soon, when Bile says, have you seen the episode of South Park where you must take a drink?
Oh, rummy. Oh my god, I needed the rum with a fucking beer chaser then.
Ooga chaka, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's your right.
Yeah, that's your right. No, it's your right to do the ooga chaka thing.
You know, I open the door, you walk straight through it, that's fine.
You're in the studio, you know, we'll do this.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga. Ooga chaka.
At some point, we're going to need to put some of the videos on the website.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka. Welcome!
Cunty bollocks, cunty bollocks.
Gee, we haven't even got everybody in yet.
Yeah, I know, but you know, it was always going to happen with the Ooga Chaka. I was going to do cunty bollocks.
Welcome
to
episode 4.4.
So is it 4.4?
My God!
Oh,
yes.
Hang on. So we're not even on season 4, episode 4. We're doing
four. Oh, look, but if you're torrenting this. Then this is SO4EO4.
Well,
okay?
No, because all of a sudden we're going from being a series this episode this to it's like bad films. Die Hard 9.1.
No, we're more
Cod Paste 4.3.
No, we're more like an ignored Porsche edition. We're just F404.
No, we're not. We're not ignored. I listen to us, mate.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I know three other people that listen to us.
All right, that's it.
I know. I know one person who's going to have a Codpaste weekend this weekend.
Look, the figures are lying to us. The figures say there's a lot more people listening, but I know Ned's there. I know Nene's there. Nazy might be there occasionally.
Yeah.
We've got a new listener. I've got to say a big welcome to Mr. Seaweed. Nori's on board. Mr. Japanese Seaweed, welcome. I hope you've been enjoying the podcast so far. It's very nice to have you. On this beautiful journey!
I do know that Nilla will be listening to us. Nilla will be listening to us.
Good.
Up in Mackay.
Sorry, it's been difficult to come back from blind breasted then.
Blind
breasted.
Do we have to? Anyway, welcome to...
Hello, and welcome
to... I shouldn't have done...
Codpaste.
I'm Bao.
And I am Woo.
And we are on season 4.
Episode 4.
Wow, this is getting sexy, isn't it?
Oh, jeez. So, right, let's just knock it on the head. Right, that's been an awesome episode, thank you. You do the arguing, start the arguing, and we'll wrap it up, yeah?
Can't.
Now we're only playing with you, of course. We've got a whole beautiful episode to get done.
What we have done this week, though, is we've listened to you, we've taken your hints... And you said you were tired of the international episodes without the inter. So we've gone back for a national one. And we're recording from the Goldie.
Yeah, we've fully gone spare room. We're in the same room. I can see you.
Yeah, I can see you.
Hang on,
well,
let me just check this. Did you feel that?
Yes, I did, Dan.
Excellent. Right, write that down. Don't edit that out. Don't edit that out for comic effect.
Honestly, I don't think anybody really noticed. Actually, nobody's mentioned it to me about the fact that we recorded the last few episodes in, you know, 60 Ks apart.
Very well-developed skills. High-level comedy processing is probably the reason for that. Not on your part or my part.
And probably just two listeners being too drunk when they're listening to us.
Yeah, I don't know if... Nori hasn't said anything. I mean, Mr. C. Reed. Sorry.
Listen, we'll talk off mic.
Sushi Dave. How about that?
Sushi Dave?
Well, Nori.
I like it. I still have no idea who you're talking about.
Just to wrap it up there.
Right. But tell me off mic.
Codename Nori.
Yeah.
I'm off mic a second. Don't worry about this.
Codename Nori.
Nori.
Yeah.
Ori.
Nori.
Gori. Wari.
Seaweed wrap. You have our own sushi, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Old Jimmy Sushi. Sushi Dave.
Who like? I don't know a Dave that likes sushi.
No. Yeah, you do.
Oh, me.
Nori. Yeah, you'll be all over it. Don't worry. We might get around for an episode. Special guest coming up. I'll put it out there. See if you feel like it. Do you want to come around for a special episode, Nori?
Yes.
Yeah, no, we should probably do this with the two-way communication. There's not much point throwing that out there in a one-way thing.
Honestly, mate, you have completely lost me at the moment.
Excellent. That's where I wanted
fine,
to start from.
Fine.
That's exactly where I wanted to start from.
How's the goalie?
Just like this, mofo.
I've just realised why you turned the fan off.
Yeah. Turn the heat up. Yeah. We're going to get the pressure on. Get those neurons firing. Both of them.
No, it's
you're
fine.
One and my one.
You just want us recording in our pants again, don't you?
No, I
want
to hear.
A la last year.
I want to hear your sweat, baby. And so do all our listeners.
For some reason, I want to.
I'm pretty sure Niwa Wuwa really wants to hear
Niwa
your
Wuwa.
Sweat. Yeah.
Now Niwa Wuwa sent us. Did he send you? Send me an idea for a section on a codpiece this week. He sent me a fucking YouTube link.
Hello. Oh no, that might be the one before.
Yeah,
might. To the link that I didn't open. Sorry about that, Ned.
Ned, look, we'll make it up to you.
Look,
on
we've
your...
got a lot of listeners. It's very difficult
on
to get through.
We'll make it up to you on your naughtieth birthday party.
Our massive mailbag. When you've got to sort through your massive mailbag. Noel always had a problem with it.
Who?
Oh, when you were a Swap Shop watcher? He had a massive mailbag. Which you used to get out for the kids?
I was more of a Tiswas watcher. Me and some university mates, we used to have this thing about Edmunds was Satan. Because he wasn't particularly talented, but he managed to like get on TV fucking loads.
Managed to get on TV and kill people.
Yeah, exactly. He's a murderer. He's a double murderer.
As far as we know.
No, we can... Look, fuck it. We say it, and who cares?
No,
Edmunds.
We just don't know about the others, is what I'm saying.
Oh, right.
We don't know the extent of his evil.
One of the guys that was Michael somebody, he was the guy that fell out of the fucking...
Gambon.
No. But there was a Michael somebody who fell out one of the fucking... either a helicopter or a balloon or something.
Gooch?
Nah.
No, okay.
He might have been called Folderoy.
No, sorry, no. You've got a crack in the back of your shorts. I can see a little bit.
I've got a crack in the back of my shorts.
Yeah, I can see a little
that's
bit hanging
out. That's rich coming from a man that walks
rich,
around with an anal fucking camel toe.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else rather than camel toe.
No, I just thought I'd
that's fine.
I'd camel toe out you for a little bit.
No, that's fine. I really thought your cavity was coming then. I don't know, to be pleased or just to acknowledge the fact.
Well, the thing is, like, a cavity
I do have an anal cavity.
But a cavity search wouldn't be very good for you know...
Festival.
Well, it's no good for an oral thing. Oral as in A-U-R-A-L, to do with ears.
Aural.
Yes, or yes, as Australians would say, aural.
Nah, not aural, mate. Not Aaron.
They would. Because
Aaron Bishop.
Aaron Dyke. Aaron Bishop.
Aaron
fucking podcast or sat, mate. So anyway, what have you been up to?
I've been up to some stuff. I'm more interested in what you've been up to and whether or not you've got your tooth pulled out of your face.
No, I didn't.
I'm looking for a follow-up here. See this continuity.
Ah, is that where you were in Brisbane yesterday to get your fucking tooth done?
I did go and get my face smashed in by a little Asian chick yesterday.
Oh!
The most belittling sentence I've said this week.
That almost sounds... That almost needs to be followed up with, did it have a happy ending?
Yeah, after that I went to the dentist. What?
I'm pretty sure we've covered this before, but...
No, it only happened yesterday.
All right, my tooth, you know, I was telling you about my wonky tooth.
Yeah, well, last time we talked about it, you were about to go to a small Rastafarian festival in a strange part of Australia, which ignores rules on either taking alcohol into a festival or over the street to a very bizarre pub to get it.
Well, over the road is the Bowl Club.
Bowl, yeah, that'll be the one.
But... mate, any festival that I ever go to, it's a chance.
It's an odd place.
It's a chance to smuggle booze in because they all want to stop you. So, you know, what happens is we're human beings. We are, you know, we're a bit stupid. We leave a wake behind us and go, was that us? But most of the time, you know, if somebody says, puts like, you know, a barrier in front of you, we can be quite ingenious. So, you know, we find ways to take alcohol into places.
No, it's true. It's true. And that's one of the reasons our podcast is so successful, is because once you put restrictions there, you put an idea in place that you have to work to, and then you work that, within that sphere, and that's when the human race really
flourishes.
Oh,
we don't do parameters, do we? Not on cod paste. No.
Yeah, we will get there though. Honestly, once we find our niche, we're gonna hammer the shit out of it.
Doing this for 2 years, we haven't found a fucking niche yet. How about a cod-based quiche?
Cod-based quiche?
I said quiche.
Some kind of quite? Hey.
You're calling me a quake?
I'm calling you a quim, motherfucker.
A quim?
Yeah.
I'd love to be a quim.
I gotta say, you got a big slippery face. You're like a... like a beautiful quim, I gotta say. You're my favourite sort of quim.
You don't know where you're going to go from this, do you?
I certainly do. I'm going to dive headfirst into you. You're my favourite quim.
And you're going to dive into my quim. Do you not actually know what a quim is?
No. I've established you. I've anthropomorphised you into a quim. Not as a part of you.
Are you sure you've
as
just...
As your whole.
Are you sure you're just not... that's what you did there. Are you sure you're not just trying to imagine me as a massive hamburger shot?
Well, standing up. Like an escaping hamburger.
An escaping hamburger, yes.
Yeah, like a hamburger, a giant man-sized hamburger that was lying down.
Do you know the little bit of bacon that you can see at the top you're mistaking for a...
Sorry,
for
cancer
a
meat. Cancer meat, did you say? I'm sorry, bacon starts with a C now.
No, it doesn't.
Surely it does.
No.
The Guardian told me so.
Well, the Guardian is fucking wrong.
Well, that's a relief.
Since that's happened...
This is a public health message to all of you out there.
Eat more bacon.
No, don't fly to Paris, is what I was going to say, but that's...
Yeah, don't fly to Paris, and if you don't fly to Paris, you can eat more bacon and sausages. And if you don't eat bacon and sausages, you can go and sit in the sun for 4 hours. What else? How can you get arse
Actually,
cancer?
I don't like making light of the situation here.
I do.
All right, here we go. All right, we got 10 minutes of ball stand-up, yeah.
Let me just go through my notes.
Yeah. Hey, what do you get?
Okay, so what kind of cancer can we talk about? We don't want to get skin cancer.
Oh, thank God. I really thought he was going to go to Paris then. No, I've got a few bits on there. Death in Paris?
No, not much, you know. I used to break dance.
Don't feel the need to fill that gap now.
I've break danced in Paris, mate. Went over there on an art school trip. And we were going to have a fight with these French kids.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't. We ended up having a fucking...
Did you have a pop-off?
Yes, we had a pop-off.
Dave pop-off. I mean, David pop-off. Oh, merde.
David le pop-off. I wasn't fucking merde either.
C'est un situation fantastique.
I wasn't the worst one
C'est
there.
C'est un spectacle.
There were two other kids that were worse than me. One French, one English. And I was... bear in mind, I was a fat kid at the time.
Hang on. Just carry on telling the story.
Okay, we were school kids, 14, I think.
Yeah,
came outside the hotel. I mean, I had up these other girls, fucking French kids. They were giving us the fucking, they were giving us the fucking, the eye. So we squared up, and then we started dancing. And we had about three kids on our side who were really good at break dancing.
I'm doing some awesome dancing.
I wasn't. But so we ended up having a, instead of like, you know,
1989,
getting out our flip cones, comparing knives.
I wish
sizes.
I was in the future. 1989.
It was probably more likely to be 1984. Needless to say, we didn't end up in a fight with these kids because they would have killed us.
Wiki wiki. Like the way I rap, the French hip hop artist from 1984 wrapped that up, it like came down. I mean, numbers and letters or whatever it's called in Australia. Oh, that drives me nuts.
Oh god, yeah.
The whole premise is you count down to the boom, not that you read letters and numbers for half an hour.
Do you remember the fact that you know the guy that used to play Countdown in the UK, Richard Whiteley?
Oh yeah, Twice Nightly Whiteley.
Nah. Oh, so you heard that. See, we over in Leeds, we heard Thrice Nightly Whiteley.
Thrice Nightly Whiteley.
Oh my god.
Well, that's the hearing defect caused to the gas coming from the seams and.
Well, I'm just wondering, you had a bit of bulk, you could have like gone going again.
Oh, I'm saying 10 times in a 5-bag.
Right, you're going to have to explain that to me. 10 times in a 5-bag.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of a lot of energy derived from old people's sweets in the north.
He's and boiled
mainly,
sweets.
Mainly withers, yeah. I've heard that he did have quite a. Well, he used to get the one tick at a shop in York.
I've got like that kind of tick?
No, it was quite a bill by the end.
I've got a tick going on here, but
it's quite a bill for his withers.
Oh. Yeah, sorry about this one again. You know, at least this time I'm in the same room to give him a fucking smack.
Yeah, no, I don't. Oh, I don't even think physical education is going to solve this
one. No.
Let's still have time out. Come on, bring it over here. I'll solve this.
I don't think there's any solving this at all.
Well, this is just going to help me deal with the situation.
Okay, so we're going to drink some more rum, so that Wu will...
Would you call this rum?
Yeah, I would.
I would call it... Absolution.
Hang on.
In its sincerest form.
Are you not almost like infringing on a vodka copyright there?
Nah, I'm infringing on being what's his face from Depeche Mode in 1988.
Dave Gahan.
Were you just encouraging yourself then?
We actually on about Dave Gahan because he died on stage.
Hey,
he was dead for about 3 minutes.
Sorry, was that his actual name or his stage name?
Who? Dave Gahan.
Yeah. Did he prepare all of that just for the sake of dying on stage for 3 seconds and everybody going, Dave Gahan! And when he came back, I was like, yeah, nailed it.
Because, yeah, he changed his name. It's like he's now known as Dave Back.
Oh.
Dave Back! Yeah, you're back!
I thought for a second that you were going to tell me his name was political. And he sold Ataris! Right.
Ataris aren't being sold in Paris this weekend because there's a lot of cunts here. Fuck them. Enough. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. Ignore all that shit that just happened.
Yeah.
Sorry about making that noise, too.
It's staying in there, but yeah, we were talking about teeth, weren't we?
Yeah, how's your face, mate?
It's all right.
Have you had it ripped out by a celebrity recently?
No. Do you know why? Because all I needed to do, right, was get very drunk one night, grind my teeth in my sleep, and I woke up the next morning with the loose tooth in my mouth, and it just popped out. I saved myself $200.
Yeah. I'm guessing you don't sleep on your back then. That would have been the worst Hendrix-type death. Right. Good on Hendrix.
Oh, no. That
good
would
on
be
Hendrix
awful.
For inventing most of the time.
Yeah, but I don't get Jim Morrison's. Yeah, but choking on you. Yeah, but
Jim Morrison was just a singer.
but I would have
Jimi Hendrix changed the fucking world for other guitars. That's something else.
I would have had to die on the toilet choking on my own tooth. That's not particularly rock and roll, is it?
No, Hendrix was just lying in his sleep. He was just asleep, wasn't he? Just sick. You just choking on your own tooth would have been pretty. Fuck, man. This podcast would have been going a lot better.
Yeah, I know, but it does nothing for my live fast, die young fucking thingy.
Well, you're not actually Welsh, so you can't claim that anyway.
Well, I was going to try and claim I was Welsh.
Well, you do die young.
Okay. Good point. Very, very well made. I don't know. He's probably a train driver in EU, isn't he?
No. He's a teacher at the junior school.
This is your kid's junior school.
And part-time, he works for the mental health group in the same town centre.
Oh, God. Boom, boom.
Rag-a-boom, boom.
Well, anyway, yeah. Home for the last couple of weeks. Renovations. Nosh and Nash.
I was going to say, not yours.
No, they're in the block. They are part of the block.
We are not acknowledging the existence of the block.
Oh, no. Well, we have to.
They're the knock.
No, we're going to call it. Well, Nlock. Nlock now.
Oh, can't Dennis and Nash do the
knock? Just call it the block anyway. No, they've bought a new place next door to where we're living. Yeah, it'll be interesting. They never listen to this anyway, so we can say what we fucking want about them.
Oh, not worried about that. But it's more about, well, if you don't watch channel...
Whichever one it's on. I don't even
time.
Know.
They've got us. They've got us. It's just like that bloke, Neil.
he's cock on nine then.
The knock.
Yeah, the cock.
The knock. Yeah, no, the knock's on BBC Two. Oh, it's a wormhole. We're in a massive wormhole.
What I did do this, actually, this week, I had a really interesting conversation with...
A worm.
No. Better than that, one of the guys I share a house with, Nads, as I'll call him. He's not going to appreciate this because I was talking to him.
Hang on, are you saying Nan?
Nads.
Yeah, but are you referring to Nan?
No.
Oh, I thought you'd reversed his name then. So I thought that was an code.
Bear with me with this one. But Nadam, or Nads as we call him.
Oh, so you are talking about Nan.
Oh, all right. Okay, fair enough, yeah. I see
Nan on a daily basis. I don't see Nadam.
Well, I share a house with
him. I thought you were talking about Nan, sorry.
No, that's all right. Nads said a couple of weeks ago he was having like a bad day. He was trying to get over a bad day and he decided to listen to one of our episodes. And he was saying to me about, God, you just sound like two blokes in the pub.
Let's just break that down. He was having a bad day.
He was having a
the
bad
scale
day.
Of his bad day.
Well, no, the scale of his bad day was it was a Sunday. He was hungover from a Saturday, and he thought, "I need someone to cheer me up. I'll listen to Codplaced." You know, and I did.
We should stop. We should stop the broadcast there, or at least we'll stop the advert there. Yeah.
No, do you know what we should do? Is we should pause right now, fly up the fucking motorway, and then just burst into Nadam's room and then start recording straight away. But that's obviously not going to happen. So Nadam was having like one of those, Nadam, you know, he's one of those fucking shit Sundays where you go, oh God, I got so fucking great last night, I feel shit today, as lots of us do.
Is this Nancy who was accidentally having threesomes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and shagging birds outside the back of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. But anyway.
No, it's one of my favourite positions.
I got chatting to him, and he was saying,
the old McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, we're going to mention you at some point. And he went, oh, don't start doing that. And I said to him, look, it's all right, mate. Look, don't worry about it. We have nom de plumes.
She protested too much.
For everyone. For everyone. You know, look, no one's going to nest at your...
No. Nadam on Nor 92, Namford Road, you'll never... We will never give away your identity. Don't you worry about that.
You'll be
an incognito.
That's when he started laughing in a kind of, you're kidding me. You can't call me Nadam. Everyone's going to know who I am. So then we had this conversation about, all right, Nads, how many people that you know listen to us?
Yeah.
How many people that know you listen to me and my mate fucking talking shit
about
people?
I would even work out Namford Road. In Nathorn.
And number Nor 72 as well.
Exactly. None of those are real numbers.
But Nads is a lovely bloke. He really is. He just got the kind of heebie-jeebies about, everyone everyone's going to know who I am.
Everyone.
What, you mean like everyone in the world that knows you already?
We are broadcast across the entire international nation.
Hey, listen.
I don't like saying we're international anymore, do you? Because, no. I mean, Nave, because...
Just call me Niall. But the thing is, if we were broadcasting across...
If I called you Niles...
I'm not sure how long it would take for me to get pissed off by that, really.
No, no, I'm worried about me becoming your brother.
Really? Are you going to be an Asia?
I could be like an amateur. I could like an amnesia.
Boom! Oh, yes! Fucking yes!
It's a long road.
Yeah, it's a long way back as well from the...
Yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
So, no, yes, Nadam was going to try and get... to try and listen to us. And I had to stand there and explain to him. And I said, what kind of mood were you? And I thought, well, you know, I'm starting over a bit low for a minute.
Why didn't you say
that's not the fucking time to
listen to us. Why
didn't
you say, look, if an episode of Gruen comes on that you've seen before, just turn over and listen to Nordnace.
He's not the kind to watch Gruen.
By that, I was implying that the only things in the world that will be going on, possibly, on any channel or in any medium, would be Australian comedy or podcasting. So the option of either listening to Neil Nanderson, watching Neil Nanderson, or
Neil Nanderson.
Yeah, or the Nollop.
Okay. He's not a podcast guy. He listened to it purely. Nadam doesn't do podcasts.
Breaking barriers.
And yes,
smashing the barriers down.
We're getting him in.
Smashing the barriers down. Bringing in the customers that have never even known where we are.
But he just sat there and
it's like selling a cup of tea to a man who wants soup.
Don't you call me Nadam. Everyone will know who I am.
Even that's too close. It's like selling a cup of tea to somebody who wants some petrol. Even fluid is too close. It's like selling a cup of tea to a man who wants some bricks to build a house.
But anyway, enough about Nadam, more about his Triton. Oh my God, the man loves his Triton.
Oh la la.
Now, me and Naz.
I love my sword and I love my spear.
No, but he loves his Triton all more of than my... he loves them. He loves his Triton more than that.
Has he got a big white beard?
No.
Does he live under the sea?
No.
Okay.
Ah, you're thinking of I was just about to say a tripod, though.
Nope.
A trident, not a triton.
Oh, really?
Oh, fuck, I'm really sorry, man.
Really?
But anyway, like, Nads has his triton, and he loves it. He loves it so much, he wants to fucking have sex with it. He really does.
Yeah, as he...
He's beefed it up inside. He's now started... he's now started putting chrome on everything outside, so he can sit there, knock one off. And he's even said he'll do this. He'll knock one off having a look at his pipe? Fucking... Yeah. Be a clean pipe. Very clean pipe.
Well, not for long,
obviously. Nads and his Knighton.
Stop
okay.
me!
Okay! And that was just a quick diversion to Morocco. And we're back now in the Gold Coast.
I love it when Diversion plays the drums. He's fucking brilliant,
isn't he? Did you go to school with him? You said you went to like your school with like Diversion. And Diablo.
Yeah, Diablo.
Diablo?
Yeah.
Is it like a Mexican heritage or something?
No, I don't know. He always tried telling me where he was from, but it was beneath me.
I'm turning back my back of my co-host here because, again, I apologise for that.
Sorry. The fire burns.
My eyes, they're melting.
Yeah, that's Diablo's house.
Really?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
No, well, I don't know. His parents were divorced, so it's a bit weird.
What, divorced?
While we're
on a roll, mate. While we're on a roll.
Why would you bring a horrible punnery into a situation like that? I was just bringing pure facts.
Glug, 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 glug.
Whacka, whacka, whacka.
Cracking, cracking, cracking.
Wow. So, we're not into December yet.
Don't even fucking go there.
Oh, we're going there.
No, don't.
Oh, we're going there.
Don't.
Oh, we're going there.
No, we're not. Right. I've got something else I want to talk about.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I might do a filibuster.
Oh, yeah, well, you filibuster and I will bring the appropriate prop.
Oh, sorry. That means two more cans. No, two more bottles.
Two cans.
Okay. Nads.
This isn't much of a filibuster, to be honest. Oh, has it started yet?
I don't know. How long have we been going for?
Well, as long as it takes me to go and get prop and another thing. But you don't want to talk about Christmas, so that's that. So you've got to, well, now, start. Go, what's the problem with Christmas? What's the problem with starting Christmas in, what is it, the 20th of November, 2015?
Okay, well, I can find lots of other stuff to talk about besides Christmas.
Well, I don't think that's relevant.
Really? Well, I tell you what, you go and find your shit. I'm going to discuss with our listeners a new segment that I want to fucking introduce.
Oh, hello.
It's a new segment involving mole grips and a blunt kitchen knife. You know,
I think you've got it.
Sewn up.
Make sure, remember this one's PG, yeah? This episode, so don't be a cunt.
Cunt. Yeah, so we're thinking about a new segment with involving mole grips and a blunt kitchen knife. It needs a little bit of work, but, you know, we were kind of figuring we'd get some star names in, like somebody like Piss in Your Mouth NRL fella Todd Carney. It'd be a good one. And it also might help Woo get his Cert 5 in bollock chopping. Now, if you've listened to previous episodes, you'll know Woo's been working up to his Cert 1, his Cert 2, his Cert 3, his Cert 4 on bollock chopping. He's stuck on Cert 4 at the moment, so we need this fucking new one. It's what we got to do, man. It really is. So anyway, some of the random stuff we've been coming up with. I mean, I ended up having the mouthiest fucking Gold Coast cab driver tonight. Sitting when I got in the cab, you won't be looking forward to schoolies this weekend. Is it schoolies here? Which means, essentially what schoolies is, for those of you who don't know, is that parents come and drop their children off at the Gold Coast, and they leave them here with a big bag of, well, not a big bag of drugs, but they leave them here with a lot of beer. I can't imagine that happening anywhere else, but Mr. Orange, cab driver who I had tonight, he suddenly turned around and went, oh, well, you know, I'm going to start. As a cab driver, I'll stay away. I'll stay in the suburbs. But I'm also an MC. And we're going to be doing some MCing for the schoolies. And we're going to be doing some triv nights for the schoolies. And he actually fucking had the nuts to turn around at me and go, are you down here? Are you a Thule? Now, a Thule is just some overage wanker that wants to prey on schoolies. Because I do have an under 25 year old. And because I have a no under 25s rule that I haven't broken for 25 years, no, 20 years, I'm sorted.
Apologies, listeners, if you were enjoying the diatribe on Uber drivers, which is it's a rarity because, to be honest, we've only had beautiful Uber drivers recently. Dave's been very lucky to enjoy an orange one. Obviously, normally we would have a ban on pre-December Christmas discussions.
Listen, the cab driver was trying to make out that he's not a Thule, you know, because he works around them. But he looks like a fucking Thule.
He wasn't trying to make out.
Not with me.
Okay.
I'm sure you're looking for
him. Yeah, at least he knows his boundaries. And he respects them, doesn't he?
And while you look at me in that fucking self-deprecating, you know, really, really horrible way, I'm holding my mic like I'm... My partner in grime has just walked in with an air power giant Santa. Hang on. Is this one of those fucking things that's...
5 metres in height.
Is it one of those?
No. Look, it's a Nazi one. It's got one arm up.
it's very true. It's very true.
Yeah. Blakeney Caucasian.
Wu has a Nazi Santa.
He's got one black winter massage boot on. He is the ultimate air power giant Santa. 5 metres tall.
That's a camel toe.
Now, here's hoping that my father-in-law doesn't listen to the podcast.
Hang on. Did your father-in-law actually know about the podcast?
Maybe. Guess he doesn't listen.
Because occasionally...
If this is the way he finds out, that will be more telling than anything
because
else.
Because there are people who...
If he is not shocked and disappointed by this... then I know he's listening to the podcast, which is also extra information.
There is no code. Take the N off the front. Orm.
Morn.
Orn. Just take what we use of. It's
Look, Dorm, if you're listening to this. I mean, Poppy, if you're listening to this. There you go. Poppy, if you're listening to this, it won't be any surprise to you if you discover that the writing on the side there, the RT and the H have been altered to an M, an apostrophe and an S. And they will, it will be firmly established outside your house as soon as you leave in the Christmas period. That is definitely a 5 metre tall centre. Hang on.
So once you've inflated it, it just stays there rather than one of the ones that stays, you know, like the weird ones that stay inflated and blow about all over the place.
It's continually fan-powered. It's got guy ropes. It's fucking demonstrably ridiculous.
One of the worst stroke best decisions I've made on a Friday for a long time. Do you know what? I made this call very quickly. I saw it. I thought, that's necessary. The next thing I did was text my brother-in-law to say, just in case. He might possibly think that this is also, this was a good idea. He's not a man without intelligence. And I trust his judgment on these sort of things.
Well, your brother-in-law?
Yep. Yeah, this is a man who's bought me 3 radio-controlled helicopters in a row. The first one, he really wanted a radio-controlled helicopter. So he bought me one and then drove it into the swimming pool within about half an hour on Christmas Day. The next year, he repeated the incident, but then he sailed it over the house into someone else's driveway.
We brother-in-law again?
Oh, yeah. No. He bought the same present the next year to replace the one he broke the year before and then broke it again.
This sounds like the brother you didn't have, really, you know?
Yeah, no, it kind of feels like that, too.
Well, having met him, he's...
It's a sweet, sweet thing.
If he's away from the missus, he's a fucking animal.
Speaking of which, congratulations, Nolan, on your impending cousinhood. Oh, I'm about to get a cousin for my children.
Oh, nice one.
It is good news.
Yeah. Is that what? That's like more people you're going to have to like introduce to getting drunk in about 10 years' time. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, there'll be 9 then.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
Yeah. To be fair.
14 years' time then.
I know Toowong's a rough neighbourhood. But I don't know. Okay. Well, I don't know if it's that rough.
When they come over here, I'll be like, Uncle Woo. Oh, no. You won't be cousin. You're like second cousin. Cousin's once removed or something.
I don't know
like
if you can say Toowong to here is coming over here.
Oh, is that where they are?
What, my cut?
Yeah.
My potential...
Yeah.
My children's potential new cousin.
Yeah. Oh, fuck! Yes, right.
Hey!
Suddenly got it. Hey.
Clunk.
So, somebody's at the Duff.
Whoa, hey, whoa. Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Well, that's all right. We haven't mentioned any fucking names.
Thanks, so. Sorry, up the Nuff.
Oh, look, come on.
Right, no, up the Nuff's nice. Up the Nuff's nice.
All right, fine. You're a cunt, you're a cunt, you're a cunt, you're a cunt, you're a cunt.
Whoa. Where were we taking over for you? All right, well, I'm not sure what I did to justify that, but man, that guy over there.
Oh, you're going to open your fucking beer with a hammer.
That guy over there is giving me the right
nip. Not only a hammer, but he's got a fucking hammer with a... Oh, God. It's a pair of pliers and a fucking Swiss Army pen knife.
Take a photo of that hammer right now.
I already have.
Have you posted
in
it?
In fact, not yet. But you know what? It's, you know, I shouldn't have said penknife. I should have said better. It's like a Leatherman with a fucking hammer.
You should have said Nen knife. All right, hold it up and give it your firmest.
I'm dying. Hurry up.
Okay.
Did you actually take a picture then?
Nah, just wave my phone around your head. I love doing that. It's one of my favourite things. Oh, it just didn't take. It just didn't take. Just waving your camera.
Fuck off. Look, I know I'm a white middle-aged bloke and I don't have to worry about too much. Oh, did I just say I'm middle-aged? Fuck. Well, look. Yeah,
grasping there.
Well, no. Honestly, I am more near a death than I am fucking birth, so what the hell?
Still not sure about that.
Oh, but, I'm fairly sure, yeah.
All right, well, that's episode 404.
Was that a deep, a profound ending then? You want profound?
No, it was, yeah. I'm going to have to pull it back out again, man.
I tell you what, I'm going to give you fucking profound now, right?
Oh, jeez. All right, cheers, guys. I've got to get out of here before.
Okay. During times of universal truth... During times of universal deceit, truth becomes a revolutionary act. That was George Orwell. Now you can all fuck off. This was a deep ending to Codpaste this week.
No, it's true. There's nothing George Orwell liked anything more than
deep truth.
De steering wheel, de roof of the car. De back wheels.
I'm not laughing at this. I'm going away now. I'm front, disassociating
de
myself.
De front wheels, de massive exhaust, and de seat. It's true. Oh, well, man.
And the oil sump.
Yeah, he loved his XR2s, man. Loved them.
Okay, well, thank you for listening to us.
Oh, what's that noise? What's that? Oh, so soothing. Is it Enya?
Oh, not Enya. She's not fucking soothing. She's annoying. Cunt. Fucks.
No, you're right. It's Skinhead O'Connor, and she's just...
Look, I don't...
She's doing her toenails.
I like Skinhead O'Connor. I like Skinhead O'Connor, because you know what? She's got...
Yeah, on her head. Bang! Boom! Smashed it! Nailed him on the head! Here you go!
Up my ass.
That's what he said.
God, it's hot in here.
Yeah. Come on, Ducky, let's go skiing.